Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Hey y'all, life's journey is filled with change, growth, and exciting new chapters. Whether you're welcoming a new family member, stepping into a new city, or chasing after your biggest dreams, you need a ride that's built with more space for the grand challenges ahead. The Toyota Grand Highlander is made for those who embrace every twist and turn. With advanced safety features, innovative tech, and a bold, sophisticated design, it's the SUV that adapts with you, with room to spare. This spacious beauty seats up to 8, gives you up to 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space, and has a diverse engine lineup, available in gas or hybrid options, including the powerful 362-horsepower Hybrid Max. Plus, available all-wheel drive means you'll have confidence no matter where life takes you. Ready to take on your dreams? The Grand Highlander is more than a vehicle. It's your partner in embracing all life throws at you. From daily routines to unexpected adventures, it's up for every grand challenge. Learn more at toyota.com/Grand Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
Ontario's threatening to shut power off to the U.S., so why is British Columbia hesitating? Here are four reasons why in 4 minutes. First, power sales to the U.S. bring in a lot of money. Last year alone, B.C. made more than $1 billion exporting electricity. B.C. doesn't sell electricity whenever it feels like it. It sells when prices are high and buys when prices are low. It's like playing the stock market, but with hydroelectricity. Cutting off power sales wouldn't just hurt American customers, it would wipe out a massive source of revenue for B.C., putting pressure on taxpayers and future infrastructure projects. Shutting off the U.S. would be like burning a winning lottery ticket in protest. It would make a statement, but it would hurt B.C. far more than it would hurt Trump. Second, B.C. is mostly self-sufficient when it comes to electricity, thanks to its hydroelectric dams. But mostly isn't always. Last year, a drought and reduced snowpacks meant B.C. had to import 25% of its electricity from outside sources, including the U.S., and this wasn't a one-time fluke. Climate change is making droughts and low water levels more frequent, meaning that B.C. can't afford to cut off a resource it sometimes relies on. If B.C. suddenly decided to stop selling power to the U.S., what happens when we need to buy power back? Those same American suppliers could turn around and say, "No thanks." The reality is, B.C. depends on this back-and-forth exchange more than Ontario. Cutting off the U.S. isn't just about stopping sales, it would also mean shutting off an emergency supply line. And when you're dealing with something as critical as electricity, B.C. has decided that is just not a risk worth taking. Third, Ontario's surcharge is designed to send a message to Trump. But here's the problem for B.C. We sell most of our power to Washington, Oregon, and California. These states aren't allies of Trump's, they're his biggest political opponents. When California was facing devastating wildfires, Trump famously refused to send federal aid, partly because the state leans Democrat. David Eby, the premier of BC, knows that if the province were to cut off power, it wouldn't be punishing Trump, it would be punishing his opponents. And in doing so, BC would alienate some of its closest trading partners, partners who actually share its values on climate change and clean energy and progressive policies. BC doesn't want to turn its back on its closest political allies just to send a message that might not ever even reach the White House. Fourth, electricity isn't like oil or lumber. You can't just stop the flow without consequences. BC and the Western US share a highly integrated grid, meaning power is constantly moving back and forth depending on supply and demand. If BC suddenly stopped selling power, the result wouldn't just be higher prices with the right conditions, like high demand. It could lead to blackouts across the West Coast. Washington State, in particular, relies heavily on BC power, and a sudden shutoff could leave homes, businesses, hospitals in the dark. There would then be retaliation at the state level, trade restrictions, new tariffs on BC goods, and it would never end. So what is BC doing then? A few things. Strengthening ties with Alberta to build a reliable interprovincial energy network. Expanding wind energy projects to cut dependence on U.S. imports. And completing the Site C Dam to boost power capacity. There's one more thing. Electricity isn't the only energy export BC needs to think about. Natural gas production is 10 times larger than BC's domestic consumption. Most of it goes to the US via pipelines. If Trump retaliates with tariffs or surcharges on BC natural gas, that impact could also be massive. Sure, BC is working on exporting liquefied natural gas overseas to diversify its markets, but that takes time, and it's not enough to replace lost US sales overnight. So the energy relationship between the US and the province of BC isn't just about electricity. It's an economic balancing act. A power outage makes for great political theater until the bill comes due, and BC isn't interested in starring in that disaster movie.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.